Today's scripture will be from Jonah 1, and then we'll turn to Hebrews 12, 4 through 8. So starting in Jonah 1, Jonah flees from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us who is responsible for making all this trouble for us. What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." This terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man for you. Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And we'll turn to Hebrews 12, 4 through 8. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son. It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all." The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the scripture verse today, and please just help them to speak to all of us here. And please prepare Easton and Caitlin as they deliver this message. Please just speak through them and be able to, their message to touch the lives of everyone here today. Amen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Caitlin Lapka, as you may know. Wow, there's a lot of people here. So to start off, I'd like to start off with a story. And I went to Easton with a lot of nervousness. As you can see right now, I'm stuttering. And I was hoping he would be willing to help me speak God's word in a way that you guys would take it and use it in your daily lives. And so he was totally willing, and I'm so happy about that. But I was once told by my youth group leader that it is okay to worry about this, because if you don't worry, then what's the point of doing it? Well, you're not doing it right. And so just like it's okay to worry, it's okay to struggle in life. And that is all about, this sermon is all about struggling in your faith journey. And someone that struggled that we all know is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. And so I want to share with you what hardships he went through that changed his life forever. And so something that changed his life was at the age of 15 years old, he fell into a state of depression because he watched the attempted suicide of his own mother. And so college came, and he moved on to play football at the University of Miami. But something didn't work out. His coach called him over one day and said, you know, you're not good enough for this team. You have to leave. And so he left. And a couple days later, his coach called him back and said, we want you back. We're so sorry. But there was something in his gut that said, I can't go back to that. I just can't. He wanted to go into the wrestling business like his grandfather did. And he was told by his own father that he was wasting his life away and that he shouldn't do this because it was a huge mistake and that he was making the wrong choice. But Dwayne kept going, and now he's a successful actor. He was a successful wrestler. And something that we took out of this was that he said he wanted to go to the NFL and be a millionaire and be famous and et cetera, et cetera, but that's not what God wanted. And The Rock wasn't happy about this at first, but something that he remembered is that God wanted a different path for him, even if he wanted to go down his own path. And so Johnson gives advice to teenagers and adults today, especially who struggle with the same things that he did. He says, hold on to that fundamental quality of faith. Have faith that on the other side of your pain is something good.
Hello. Quinn read the story of Jonah. And that just really speaks to us because he, Lord commanded him to go to the town of Nineveh and speak to the Ninevites. But Jonah had different plans. He hopped on a ship and sailed down to Tarshish. And on their way down there, the Lord was kind of mad at Jonah for not following his command. And he sent a big storm to the sea, and it said that the ship was about to fall apart. And Jonah did not want to preach to the Ninevites. That's why he went down to Tarshish on the ship. As Christians, we often do this when the Lord puts a struggle in our life. We don't want to do what he has told us to do, and we kind of get scared, and we start running away from the Lord, just like Jonah did. But the Lord puts hardships in our life for multiple reasons. One could be to teach us. Another could be just to help us through in our life. if Christians, us as Christians, can't trust in the Lord in the hard times, then how can we trust in him in the tough times and even in the good times? Maybe you got let go from a job, or you just having a tough time with your relationship with maybe a friend or a spouse or a family member, and you just can't talk to them because of some reason. Or maybe you just lost a loved one. And as Christians, we tend to get angry at the Lord for putting them tough times in our life. But we just have to remember that God is trying to teach us something. He is working through us during the struggles, and he is just trying to help us along.
So why exactly do we run away from God when times get hard? That's the real question here. And modern Christians might be angry at God for what he's doing in their life. Like, maybe he's putting bad people in his life and they don't know how to get rid of him. But Jonah was angry at God for sending him to Nineveh. Jonah was not angry at the Lord for sending him to Nineveh. He was not afraid that he was going to preach in a foreign place, but because he didn't want God to see that, he didn't want God to be merciful on the Ninevites. He didn't want the Ninevites to turn from their sin. Jonah was angry at him for being merciful at the Ninevites, and Jonah was being irrational and jealous. He was mad at God for being God. But Christians today might get mad at God for putting bad people or situations in their life, just like I said. But what we don't realize as modern Christians is that God does this for a reason. And what I'll explain later is that these reasons are a big part of our life and that we can't let them get to us. But just like Jonah, we get mad at God for being God.
Jonah 1 verse 17 says, Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. So the Lord sent a large fish to, after they had thrown Jonah overboard the ship to calm the seas, to basically swallow him up. And in there he lived for 3 days and three nights, as it says in Scripture. It says a great fish. The Bible doesn't specifically state what it is, but we're thinking somewhere like a whale or something like that, but we're not 100% sure. This happens when Christians run away from God, and God has already given this trial, and this might represent like a spouse committing adultery after a long day of fighting with him or her husband or wife. This could also be a struggling teenager struggling to eat food every day and steal something from the local grocery store just to get something in his system. God still and always will let us come back, even in struggling times. He is a God of second chances, and He is a merciful and mighty God. Jonah also stayed in that fish for a long time, and then once he realized what was going on, he prayed out to the Lord. And Jonah 2:2 says, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. From the deep in the realms of the dead, I called for help, and You listened to my cry." So basically in that prayer, Jonah was asking the Lord for forgiveness of his sins and to basically just get him a new life and a restart. No matter how far we may seem from the Lord, we are always one answer, one prayer, and just one devotion away from the Lord and coming back.
So in Jonah 2, verse 2 through 9, Jonah tells us how sorry he was for disobeying God. He didn't listen to the voice of God, and he didn't want to obey Him and didn't want to go to Nineveh and preach to the sinners at Nineveh. But this part of the Bible shows us what good can happen from prayer, because after he prayed, the fish spit him out, and he was fine. But even though it may seem like God isn't listening or there for you, He is always listening, and He is always willing to pray, and He is always willing to talk to you, because He is always there. And even if you push Him away, He is always there for you. In Jonah 2, verse 2 through 6, Jonah prays God, saying, "To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But You, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit." And I picked this verse to say in this sermon because it really reminds us that he ran away from God and we're still here. He still picked him up from the pit. He still picked him up from the sin. And He's still there to help him through everything, even though he pushed God away and he disobeyed Him. But God can still work in faulty people's lives. God works in non-believers' lives just as much as He works in believers' lives. And the Bible is full of stories, just like you saw in the t-shirt skit up here. It's full of stories about God giving second chances. And in the story of Jonah, the Lord gave Jonah and the Ninevites a second chance for their wrongdoings, even though they didn't want the second chance. They didn't want help. The Ninevites didn't want help, but they praised God even after the fact. And God is always forgiving. God sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for one reason, and that is to have all of our sins to be forgiven.
So this story of Jonah reminds us that we can call out to God from any circumstance or wherever you are, just as He did in the great fish. He reminds us that we can pray anytime, any place, and anywhere. We can pray standing, sitting, driving to work, but make sure you keep your eyes open, or just even walking around, or even at a job. We can pray silently, out loud, to someone, and the most common is for somebody. The point I'm trying to make is just pray. Just pray. There is no such thing as a perfect prayer, a wrong prayer, or a right prayer. God just wants to talk with us and have a relationship with us. So you might be sitting out there today and say, "Wow, Easton, I'm really far away from the Lord. What can I do to get back to and on the straight and narrow path with the Lord?" And I have an answer for you. It's called the 3R method. Remember, repent, and repeat. First one, remember. Remember how life was before you got into this huge mess, huge struggle, and had all this garbage and weight on top of you. Remember the good times. Remember the bad times. Remember the struggles. Remember the people that you were closest to. Remember all the good things that were going on in your life, whether it was with your family, your friends, or your job. Maybe you aren't a believer, or you just don't have a relationship with the Lord. Then I want to put this on your heart that you should become a follower of Christ and just commit your life to Christ. And then you need to repent is the second one. Repent to the Lord from all your sins and all the dirty baggage that you have. Repent from all the old, bad, dirty lifestyle that you were living. And once you've repented, it's like God has given you a whole new and second chance. The third one, repeat. Repeat the lifestyle you were living before you got into this big mess. Repeat the good, healthy lifestyle habits that you had been living. Repeat by being a vessel and continuing the discipleship of the Lord. Repeat for being a kind to others, being honest and truthful with whoever you speak with, and just allowing the word to work through you. Go back to your old lifestyle habits and forget the old. Go back to your old habits, your good stuff, and get rid of the bad stuff. And I mentioned the good lifestyles. Get back to reading scripture often, three to five times a week. Doing daily devotions, maybe in the morning before you go to work to kickstart your day, or at night before you go to bed. Or just sharing your faith with others, talking with people, and just sharing your faith.
So, to end this off, what we hope you got out of this message is that God is always willing to talk to you, even when you run away from Him. And when you run away from others, He is always there for you. And when you blame God for all the things that are going wrong in your life, He is always there for you. Just know that He's sitting next to you and that you're going through the struggles with Him and that everything in the end will benefit. God wants us Christians to know that He puts hardships and struggles in our life for a reason, and it's to benefit us and our relationship with God. Hardships benefit us by creating relationships with God Himself and maybe with a new family member or a family member you barely talk to or maybe a friend that you don't know but you want to get to know. And something else that it can benefit us is by if we need to get rid of someone or a certain thing in our life. He puts those hardships in our life to make sure that we're living our best life possible. And God knows all, and He always has a plan for us. We have to trust His plan and know that pushing Him away isn't going to help when times get hard. So remember the 3R method when going about your day. Remember, repeat, repent, repeat. Can we pray? Dear Lord, I ask that You have used these words between us as Yours and not our own. Thank You for giving us second chances, even if we push You away and blame You for the struggles in our faith journey. Please speak to those who needed to hear Your words today and give them the strength to overcome their hardships. Glory to You always. In Your name we pray. Amen.